You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
I'm a geek cause it's just my style. Yeah.
How you doing this morning?
In the building. What's up?
Oh, man, I tell you, I got this new iPhone 11, and, you know, I'm kind of old school, like peanut butter and mouse traps, still trying to figure this thing out.
Peanut butter and mouse traps. Y'all heard it first right here on the Cave Radio Show. Listen, I want to ask you something real quick. Did you like that song? When we was playing it, I was like, I already like this. I can hear you singing it.
Man, I was trying to get it. Was he saying I'll be your chocolate candy?
No, chocolate daddy.
Oh, okay. I knew it was something. I was like, yeah, man. I was digging it. I was digging it. I was like, I said, okay, so I'm not the only one, because I know I had wrote a song talking about some pie, and, you know, and he talking about some chocolate daddy, and, you know, I was asking for pie on one of my songs, and he, yeah, that's nice right there. Deep chocolate daddy. Yeah, he was killing, man. He was killing. Yeah, he was definitely killing that.
Yes, man. Shout out to Q Moore. Q Moore is one of Kia's college friends, and he, you know, we went to see him perform live over in Grand Prairie or something like that.
Yeah, he
did that song, man. Listen, I even have a chocolate daddy shirt.
Let me be your chocolate daddy t-shirt.
So where can we find his music at?
Well, you know, we can find his music actually on YouTube. You can go to YouTube and type in Q Moore, and you can find his music. He also has a album out. The Funk Corona. The Funk Corona. And it's a live album. And it's featuring him, Q Moore, plus the back tones.
Mm-hmm. And it's actually under Quentin Moore.
If you go check him out on YouTube, it's under Quentin Moore.
Now the album is not covered in chocolate, is it?
No, it's not covered in chocolate.
Because I know a lot of people out here trying to lose weight right now, you know, since the pandemic is supposed to be over. So we, you know, we looking for that low chocolate, you know. So we just trying to make sure the speedy's not covered in chocolate.
Listen, he's not covered in chocolate, but let me tell you, on his album, he has two CDs. This one comes with 13 songs on that one, and this two comes with, I believe it's five. No, six. And so, yes, Chocolate Daddy is actually the first song on this number two. So, yeah, check him out, man. He's pretty nice, man. He plays the piano, and he also plays the guitar. And the guitar, man, I'm telling you, he's real nice. On that lead guitar, man, he's real nice. But he's even better on the keyboard, you know. The event we went to a while back, it was funny, man, because you know how us church folks see, you know what I'm saying? Like if you've been to church, you know those certain notes that they hit when they're playing, and it's like, ooh, you got to take church for a bit. He's real nice. Check him out, man.
And the
name one more time? Quentin Moore.
Quentin Moore. I'm going to spell it. It's Q-U-E-N-T-I-N, last name Moore, M-O-O-R-E. And I'm going to spell it again. Q-U-E-N-T-I-N, last name Moore. M-O-O-R-E, and you can find him on YouTube. You can also find him on Facebook and Instagram and all social media platforms. The brother is amazing. I met him at the University of North Texas many years ago when I was a freshman, or no, I was a sophomore, and he's always been amazing, and so back then, you know, he will perform at a lot of the set shows. I was, of course, a part of Zeta Phi Beta, and still am, of course. Shout out to Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And, of course, he will perform at a lot of our set shows and a lot of the events that they had actually at the school. And I'll never forget, he was on stage performing one time, and he had no shoes on, and he had sandals on. And we were all like, man, this brother right here, like, he just didn't care about what the audience thought about him. He's always been him. He's always been his own type of singer. He's always been his own type of performer. He's always been magnificent at what he does. And he's great, man. He's great. He's an excellent performer. What I'm really thinking is, you know, he's a singer. He plays the piano. He plays the guitar. Chief Miley, he's a drummer. Of course, he also plays the trombone. And he sings. He probably could do all five of those things at the same time, because he's so talented. Play the trombones with his feet. and play the guitar. Play the drums with his hands and sing at the same time. The brothers could do it. And then, of course, D-Nice, which y'all don't know about him, is he's also extremely talented. I've actually seen him play the drums online. He probably don't know that, but I've actually seen him. Well, you know what I'm saying? He was playing the drums at church. I was like, all right, come on, get it. He was singing too. I was like, he was leading the choir. I said, you leading, directing, drumming, singing. I said, this brother right here got it going on. So I'm telling you right now, y'all should do something together. All of y'all are extremely talented. That's the whole band right there.
Okay. Hey, let me tell you something. I was just trying to mimic what T. Sally be doing, because you know, he tell you, I be trying the same, and lost on foot pedal, trying to get a note out the right way, and you know, get off beat. But on this Quentin, I gotta get both of y'all real quick. Y'all lied to me. I pulled it up. So for all of you people who are out there trying to lose weight right now, if you love chocolate, this brother got chocolate on the cover of the CD, man. Come on, man.
Oh, not the Funk Corona. I literally have Funk Corona in my hand. He probably has a flyer that has that on there. As a matter of fact,
no,
I know.
No, no. I'm looking at right now, Chocolate Daddy, he got chocolate dripping all the way, all off his chest.
Yes.
It's a Chocolate Daddy Quentin Moore with a white guitar and some chocolate beads and some chocolate sunglasses. And the whole thing is just chocolate. I'm going to Dollar General right now to get me some Snickers. But this ain't right.
But he does. He has a flyer that represents the entire song, and that is the flyer. It's actually Fly. I ain't going to lie. It's a Fly flyer. And it represents Chocolate Daddy very well, but the album itself, it actually, he has people with masks on that says Funk Corona, you know, because it was a tough time. So, yeah, I'm telling you, get the album, you'll know. And then mine is, like, signed. He actually signed it for me. He has his initials on it. So this whole album right here, this whole CD, they don't do albums no more. This whole CD right here is going to be worth a lot of money one day, because this brother is well-traveled, and he literally has traveled around the globe, especially prior to Corona. If you keep looking at his YouTube, you'll see all of the incredible places that he's been able to go to. Yeah, the UK, Australia, I mean, just all kind of great places.
And listen, you'll see him out there with no shoes on.
Yeah,
that's the type of person he is.
That's who he is.
Is he no shoes what you call them? Them thong sandals.
Yeah, them Jesus sandals. That's what we call them.
The Jesus sandals. the Hebrew castles. So what y'all saying is that all the skinny ladies that's trying to get big need to go and listen to Chocolate Daddy, and the big women that are trying to stay big need to go and get this man CD. Is that what y'all saying?
Yes, you know it.
And they could be all singing.
Let them see your chocolate daddy.
I might need to tone down and go stand in the sun a little bit to get on down to a little bit get a little bit more chocolatey, because this right here is vanilla ice cream. So yeah.
Ooh, that's funny.
Man, listen.
But that's jamming, though. That is a bad song.
Yeah, it is. It is. Can't lie about that. The brother has talent. He writes all his music. You know, I'm sure he may bring other people in to help him write. I'm not for sure. Not help him write, but you know, write together on different projects. But for the majority of what I know, he writes all his own music, and he produces it as well. And the brother's bad, man. The brother is bad, very talented. But I definitely can see a collab in the future.
And where is he from?
Here in the DFW.
Yeah. He's from here. He lives here. He's lived here for many years, but he actually, I need to verify that. That's a good question. We need to get Quentin Moore on the show again. That's what we need to do. We need to get him on this show.
We're going to get Q Moore right now.
Make that happen.
We're going to get him on the Cave Radio Show here real soon. We have a good friendship with him and Ms. Kia D, and so I believe we'll get him on the show.
And you as well. He loves you. He loves you to smithereens. You know what I'm saying? You came out and supported him you know, at an event. And any time you go out and support an artist, especially during Corona time, let me just say this, because when we went out there, it was actually right during the Corona time. We were masked up, you know what I'm saying? And but, of course, when was it, summertime, something like that? It was around the summertime. Wasn't it? 2020 summertime or something. Anyways, it was nice outside, so it might have been like August. But anyway, it was still around summer. But we went out and showed him love, you know, at a venue that most people probably won't go to when you hear the name of it. Not that it's any big deal or anything, but most people are like, I don't know the name of that. For us, it was like, oh, snap, he's right down the street. And he always sends me, you know, anytime I always see an update or he sends flyers. He's extremely amazing at marketing his products. I will tell you that he emails, you see it on social media, and any artist that is able to use constant contact or any kind of email marketing to their advantage is a very, very, very brilliant business person. Most people just post it on social media and think, okay, that's it. They're going to see it. No, there's a second layer to that. You got to keep going. You got to really put it in front of people, text people, call people, and he's really, really good at that, you know. So when I saw that and I Googled to see how far it was, because I realized that, okay, this particular location, the city, I was like, that's not too far away. I need to go to that. And just so I asked, he smiled, hey, you want to roll with me? He was like, absolutely. And we rolled on down there, and, man, we really enjoyed ourselves so much so. We got up and danced on the dance floor, and it was an outside venue at this bar, at this hotel or something like that, right? It was a hotel, but it was beautiful, beautiful venue in Las Colinas, and it was amazing. It was outside event. Again, we got on the dance floor, we danced, we partied, we had a good time, social distancing, and it was just a lot of fun. He knows how to throw a great party, so shout out to Clinton Moore, and we also call him Q Moore, so if you hear us say that, that is also his name as well, so. I've got plenty of his music. I've been playing him since I literally graduated college in 2006. When I started radio broadcasting in 2009, I've been playing his music since then. Yep. Great.
Okay.
Great guy. Yeah. But I definitely believe that there is a true connection. I definitely believe that you all definitely should get together and do some kind of project, real talk. I see that coming down the pipeline.
How you said the talent is there, the gifts are there, and I guess once the project gets put together, we still got some stuff that could be, how do you say it, revamped and recreated. In order to get out there on the scene, because right now the music industry is just really wide open. You know what I mean? Not like you know. I'll be honest with you, like the stuff that, you know, is really being played on the radio, like that Chocolate Daddy. That was smooth. The other cat that y'all were playing last weekend was nice. Car Wash, you know, music Saturday. Let Them Windows Halfway Down and Just Ride and Vibe Too. The stuff that you hearing on, you know, that is just like mainstream right now, yeah, it's too commercial, too watered down, too compressed with all the wrong ingredients, you know. Nobody's really talking about anything, you know. We don't even have complete sentences, you know, in the music that is out, you know. And nothing against female rappers or anything, but it's just like, you know, everything's starting to sound a little nursery school, you know. And I understand, like, you know, bigger the radio stations that are super mainstream have to do this in order to keep an audience, but, you know, that's why numbers and stuff even on their side are shrinking down, because, you know, y'all know how I am. I speak the truth and just go ahead and say it like it is. It's trash. It is. It really is trash. I mean, anytime that it's the only thing you can talk about is liquor, beer, weed, and disrespecting women and trashing women, then what are we really teaching the community? We've lost the battle. So so when people hear this stuff, this is what little girls and stuff are, you know, trying to be like Cardi B. So they going around at the age of 5 years old putting on extra Pampers just so they can have a big butt and shake their butt like high.
Wait a minute. Oh, you said they doing what? Putting on extra diapers? Make their butt big?
They put on extra diapers and walking around, you know, like they got big butts at the age of 5 and 6 years old, you know, because they trying to be Cardi B or, you know, I heard something the other day. I mean, probably wasn't the other day, but you know, I heard somebody that was like, get that head, get that cash, and go. And I'm like, you know, I heard my girl singing, and I was like, wait a minute, hold on, what? cut that out. Throw that on out the window. We're not teaching prostitution, you know, at the age of 10, 11, 12, and 13. So, you know, and this is what's being produced out here. So when we hear music like, you know, Quentin and the other cat that y'all were playing last week, and, you know, even like I heard a remake, man, of like Raheem Devon, Cisco, Sean Moore, Secret Garden, man, blew my mind away. I was like, what? You know, where is that music at? You know what I'm saying? So it's like when y'all start pumping music out like this Chocolate Daddy song, man, it helps get the mind, you know, your mind moving and, like, man, that's nice. I could write to something like that. I could kind of keep up with something like that. But this stuff that we're hearing on the radio today, yeah, I say kill the radio stations and let's keep good ones like this one going.
Listen. I want to bring in
another musical genius.
I want to bring in somebody that you know very well.
Another caveman.
Another caveman right here on the Caveman Radio Show right on We Talk Radio. Caller, are you in? You're on the line. You're live right now.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's up, everybody? It's Daydream. And kind of to piggyback off of my sister, being a musical creative myself is kind of discouraging at times. Like how he was saying, you get on the radio, these main radio stations, and all you hear is trash. And it's not to call anybody else's musical works trash, but I take it from the standpoint of, like he was saying, you know, stuff don't even make grammatical sense in what we're saying, not even full complete sentences. To back off of that and to add on to that, musically you don't even make musical grammatical sense or don't even understand the flow of a musical sentence. Like I was teaching to my praise team the other day, we were in rehearsal and I had told him, you know, the song we were singing, and it was proclaiming Jesus' name. Great Jehovah, you are wonderful. So I told him, I said, pay attention to the song and how it works. There are a lot of times where the song starts off, it's in unison. But I said, you notice how we split off into parts, it makes a big sound. I said, the song is written and arranged specifically so that the words of the song have emphasis with the music that match. So if I'm saying I serve a great God, I serve a big God, obviously, if I'm saying a big line, there needs to be a big sound to match. And something as a musical creator, in school studying music, learning theory, learning musical composition, learning arrangement, all of that great classical stuff, when I go back and I hear stuff on the radio like that, if I was to sit you down and ask you certain stuff like what's the iambic pentameter or what's the time that you're rapping in, or what is the time, or, you know, just simple stuff like what type of stylistic approach are you trying to take with this music? My issue with the stuff is, if you're going to be in the musical field, learn to talk music. A lot of these people don't even know real music outside of, like how Mike was saying, it's degrading women, or it's all about weed, sex, money, and drugs. And music is so much broader than that. It's such a, I always tell people, music is so beautiful because it's so complex and so simple in its entirety. It's so subjective, but it's so concrete. It applies to everyone, and I honestly believe I'll take it a step further and say, I've always said music is the solution to racism and world problems, because that's just the one thing all mankind has in common. We are involved in music so much every day, we don't realize how much of an everyday part of it plays of our lives. So if that's the one common thing every individual on this earth has in common, that could be the one common thing to bring us in together. And, you know, not to say just bring about a world peace, but let's just sit back and, you know, pay attention even at church. You take music out of church service. You take the choir out. You take the praise team out and leave just the preaching. I guarantee you half the churches don't leave. And it's not solely because they come for the music, but because music has such a powerful influence over the over our mind, over our emotions, over our body. If all we're putting out is trash, all we're feeding ourselves is trash. Music feeds your subconscious mind. And so if you're listening to those kind of things, not even just take a, you know, you feeding your mind trash, but like he was saying, what are we teaching our younger generation? When I was coming up, even as a musician, it was a certain stuff. You see the musicians doing it, but because you're a real musician, you don't do it. You know what I mean? Or just having musicianship or showmanship and respecting another person's work. You might not like it, but I respect it. But, hey, you need to go back and go do that, redo that. Because that's not there should be a level of excellence. There should be a standard that comes out with that. I'll take it a step even further, especially with us black folks. Back from the slave field, that was the only thing that's how we survived, music. That's how we communicated, because they didn't understand the words of the song. So if music is that powerful and it has that much influence to create all of these things, bring about all of this stuff, it gets annoying at times. And I'll even say, I'll get in the car, I'll cut the radio off, because when I get tired of hearing the same old stuff, they play the same stuff all the time, over and over. And then, two, just alone in Dallas, it is such a musical hotspot for creatives. It's annoying that we don't hear Dallas people on the radio all the time. Cardi B is cool, but we know who Cardi is. Megan Thee Stallion is cool, but we know who she is. Show me somebody out of Dallas from my hometown. I always said, the people that are, and then that's another thing, too, and I'll let y'all go. I'm going to get on here preaching about music. But the people that are up, like kind of like what Mike was saying, too, the people that are already up mainstream, you really put them down. And you really bring them down, like you take the artistry away, you take the image away, you take the brand away, solely and focus solely on the artist themselves. You really pay attention, there is no artist. There is no creative. It's the image. It's a falsified thing. And so for people that have an understanding, people that live, sleep, eat, breathe, and pee, poop music like myself, when you see stuff like that, it can be kind of discouraging because why you got the spot I'm supposed to have? Why are you making money, but you don't know how to speak music? Why are you making more than I do, but because you want to get up there and you'll expose your body, you'll present yourself like, I'm not trying to be funny, but like a whore or a hoe to get some money. And it's not even that. And it's not even worth that. Where when the Bible tells you, your gift will make money for you. I don't have to present myself. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to sleep around to get to it. If I stay committed to this passion I have that the Lord placed in my heart, and I stay committed to the works that he's given to me, he'll go ahead and bless that faithfulness to my gift, to my passion, and then he'll place me before
and then he'll place
me like his words.
Wow.
Today. That's kind of all I have with that. I'm really talking to myself even with that, because it's so many young people out here in Dallas, so many people in music that they don't get the opportunity just because nobody knows them. But I'll go ahead and say, I see a shift coming around. We're tired of hearing the same old voices. We're tired of hearing the same old voices. Y'all come on and give me the music.
Yeah, let's see it.
Oh, I know what that is. We have an approaching moment.
Is he still preaching? Come on, doctor. Finish on out, doctor. I'm right there with you.
It's a shift coming, you know. It's a shift coming, and not just in the music world, but seriously, get in alignment with the Lord. It's a shift coming. And I'm not even gonna say the no names, but the people that's been up on platforms, they're gonna get pulled. Them platforms, those pedestals, they're gonna get snatched from right under them. God is looking for something new, and He's not looking for people to keep coming new, giving the same old stuff, giving the same old fake praise. It's gonna be the no names that's gonna come up and have names. Y'all mark my words and watch. Y'all watch and see how many no names come up. And I'm done.
And look,
the doors of the church are now open.
Yeah. This is the Cave Radio Show right here with your boy T. Smiley, with D. Nice and Mr. Dadrian and Ms. Kia D. Listen, Dadrian, I wanted to ask you, man. This is your first time. This is your first time with us right here on We Talk Radio, right?
No, this is time number two now, Brother Man.
Time number two. I'm sorry. Time number two. Well, listen, man, you got a spot right here on the Cave Radio Show. You are now officially a caveman right here on the Cave Radio Show. I enjoyed everything you had to say, my friend. Listen, this is what we do. We have conversations, you know what I'm saying, real conversations. And I'm just sitting back and enjoying every bit of the conversation that we're having here about music. It's funny because we were going to be talking about some other stuff, but, you know, I want to stay here. You know what I'm saying? We were talking earlier before you came on, we were talking about a collaboration possibly coming up. And it's funny because your expertise is on the organ, and so we have a whole band right here. We have a whole band right here, and actually the three of us, for We Talk Radio fans and followers, listeners, myself, D. Smiley, alongside D. Nice, and alongside Mr. Daydream, we actually are a part of church, and we've been playing and singing with each other for years now, and it's crazy because we could talk about this all day and night. We do this all the time, so it's amazing to have all of us on here, and we're possibly going to be doing some collaboration here soon. Let's see. I was going to be putting together a praise and worship karaoke.
Oh, nice.
A praise and worship karaoke. And what better way to do it with the very ones that you work with already. You know what I'm saying? I see that. I can see it, y'all. I can see it. So all I'm saying is, in the words of Bishop T.D. Jakes, get ready. Because it's about to go down. I'm telling y'all, man. How y'all feel about that?
I'm ready for it. You know I'm always down. Anytime there's some music in the mix, I'm always ready.
That's what's up. Sounds divine.
Sounds that Daydream then took me to church this morning, and it's only Saturday, and he just woke up every preacher cord off up in my throat. I was talking like a thug a minute ago, but I feel a wanting do it coming up out of the belly of my praise spirit all of a sudden. I feel like he got on the phone to challenge me with the way that he was going, like he had read through Genesis to Revelation, and I feel all of a sudden, but no, man, yeah, I'm with you on the karaoke thing. I wish, brother, yeah, would like T. Smiley was saying, you know, we all been working together, man. I think maybe what six, almost 6 years, six, probably
like
longer.
Pushing 10 now. We almost pushing 10 years now, Mike.
Yeah, and the thing is like, you know, when I tell you, we've all learned from one another, from drums to chords to vocals, because, you know, I still don't even understand harmony all the time, but, you know, I be trying to listen. These ears get a little deaf, but, you know, Miss Kid, they pulled me back on in. You know, sometimes I have to lip sing until I got to lip sing sometimes, you know, until I can find that true note.
That is funny.
Well, I tell you,
man, it's the truth.
Yeah, I tell you, man, it's crazy. We do the normal as far as we know how to sing, we know how to do church and stuff like that, but there's nothing like getting the correct teaching. With that, Daydream has actually. Daydream, why don't you tell them about your about the school that you attend and the degree that you're in, Because some people need to listen. We live here on the Cave Radio Show. We heard worldwide. So, you know, talking about all the things you're talking about, I want them to know your background as far as your musical profession.
Okay, well, background. First, I come from a family full of musicians and singers. My granddad's a pastor. He sings. He plays the drums. My mom is a singer. Everybody in the family does something musical. Fortunately for me, I like to say I was blessed to be the best out of the bunch. And the Lord has afforded me the opportunity to go to school. Like I was saying, you stay faithful to your gifts will make room for you. I was able to get a scholarship to school from singing. I didn't go for choir. I went under the impression that I had a band scholarship. I got there to find out I didn't have a scholarship at all. So I had to quickly adjust and do some things. But make a long story short, I got to college. I got involved. The degree I'm studying is music education. I'm now a junior. So hopefully next year I can go ahead and finish everything up so I can get this degree and beat a statistic and be a young black man that's educated and has a degree behind his name. I ain't been in no jail. I ain't been in and out of jail. I had no run to the police. None of that stuff like that. God is good. And all of that to say, I found what they're kind of speaking on and my experience in school, learning what I learned and coming back home every weekend. I said I was blessed because I got the opportunity to learn in the classroom. And then what I learned that week, I always got the chance to apply come Saturday in rehearsal or Sunday morning at church. And not even just always at church, just in any musical setting I found myself in. All of these things kind of taught me, and kind of since we all know each other from church, it brought me back to my home church and the things that I was learning at school. I started, okay, well, y'all, we've been kind of doing this a little wrong, you know. It's cool and it worked, but I just to kind of toot our own horn, I'm not gonna say we're the best of the best, but we're pretty blessed over at where we at. We got some great dope singers. The vibe between us is great. The chemistry is always there. Like, you don't find that with just any and every group of singers, not even just singers, a collective group of musical creatives. So the fact that we're able to assemble and we just all kind of vibe and just know each other by now, which is something that came with time, it's a blessing. All of that to say, my initial point in saying all of that, I've come to realize a lot of churches, black Pentecostal churches, black Kojic churches have mistakes in their music department. And then I'll be very specific, very specific. Y'all know I have no filter on my mouth.
Go ahead.
So I didn't want my home church to do the same statistics, the same things I saw consistently in other music departments. So it was something big on me to, like I said earlier, there's always a level of excellence I expect with music. And so they'll tell you we'll be in rehearsal, and it'll be something we've sung for years. Y'all go back, fix that. That don't sound good. And it's not even so much just always about notes. It's technique. A lot of people don't teach good singing techniques. People don't really emphasize the importance of breathing, raising your soft palate, those resonators in the mouth, teaching over stuff like that. Articulation, how it makes a difference in the production of the quality of your sound. All of those things, I would say, it's good to be gifted. It is great to be gifted. It's great to play. It's great to have an anointing. But if you see the Lord has given you that gift and has given you that charge to be a Levite, my two cents in that, going to school and getting the education behind the natural gifting and the spiritual gifting the Lord had already given to me was the best thing. Because it's one thing to be naturally gifted. It's one thing to be spiritually gifted. But once you have the education to back up what the Lord has already placed in you, it kind of, I'm not going to say it makes you an unstoppable force, but it makes you a force to be reckoned with. Because now you have the spiritual backing, and then I got the worldly backing. I'm not even going to say the worldly backing, but the natural backing behind what the Lord has already placed in me. And so with that said, my two cents, all the young musicians, all the young singers, go get vocal lessons. Go enroll in the class. There's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't make you less of a creative. That actually makes you, in the people that are established with degrees and know stuff, that's a good thing. That says you care about your gifts. That says you care about your talent, and you put in the time to better that. Because I'm still kind of going back to what I was hinting at earlier with these people already up on these mainstream stages. a lot of people ain't took the time to do that. Like, if you really go back and listen to some of these singers, they're not singers. They're studio singers, and you take them out the studio behind all those edits and effects, you put a mic in front of them, for real, they'll fold. But this is somebody that makes millions off of that. However, so be it. So all the young creators, you don't let that be the distraction to you. You don't let that be the discouragement to you, although it is very discouraging. You go get that degree. You go get that education. So that way, like now, and not to toot my own horn, but prior to going to school, prior to coming across the knowledge that I had, being a young musician, I would kind of take any and everything just for a pay rate. And if I told somebody my price, oh, that's too much to come down, I would. Now you have to pay me what I'm worth. Because it's not just the gift, but it's the knowledge behind the gift, and it's the time I put to get myself to here. So to somebody that might be listening, know your worth, learn your worth, and don't let anybody tell you you're less than what you know you are. Now, on the flip side of that, if you ain't putting the time behind your gift and you know you just ain't where you need to be, go put that time in, man of God, woman of God. Go get on that keyboard and practice some scales, man of God. Go sing up that scale, singer. Go practice interval training. Go practice all of that. Practice taking deep breaths. All of that good stuff. But when you know God has given you something that is special, and when he constantly reveals it to you that you are special and you are fearfully and wonderfully made in his image, there is nothing on this earth, there is nothing that is worth, for one, worth your soul salvation or losing the things that God has given you that makes you you. And so that's kind of my little two cents on that. I don't know if you want to go ahead and take it back over, T. Smiley.
Listen, man, I'm just enjoying it, man, because everything you said is absolutely correct, and I guarantee you, we have some musical people that's listening in somewhere, and they probably, you know, thought about it, but just didn't want to do it, or felt like, oh, it's okay, you know, I can make it through. But if you're somebody like Mr. Danger that, as y'all can see, he actually loves music and everything about it, not only just the sound of the song or whatever, but the whole everything that comes with music, the notes, the singing, the orchestrated sound, when to go up, when to break off and make it a bigger sound, you know, stuff like that. I mean, it's incredible. I wanted to say, be nice, you still there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was listening to everything Mr. Dager said, Mr. Dedication. You know, I tell you, time has flown by, man. I did not know this dude was a junior in school. I'm still thinking he's, you know, freshman / sophomore. I didn't know you was that.
Oh, y'all didn't see me grow up.
Congratulations,
bud.
Hanging in there. You say what, D?
One more year, and I'm bringing the degree home, y'all. Pray for me, because I'll be wanting to quit. I want to quit now.
it's already done, man. You're doing the thing, and I like what you said. You know, it's like, you know, you know, you want to be different. You know, you want to don't want the same routine thing going on that the next, and like a lot of people thinking they can just jump up and sing, you know, but it you know, we all still learning. I'm still learning. I promise you, I'm still learning, because you know, I sit and I watch and I listen and I sit back, and you know, if anybody's been in a session with Mr. Dadrin and, you know, this dude here, I know who's singing in that off note. That doesn't go there. You know, I'm like, man, let me shut up. Let me see where I'm supposed to be at, because this guy means business. You know, it's not a how do you say it? He ain't faking the funk. He, you know, at this age right here, like you said, putting the papers behind the praise is a whole nother thing, man. It's a whole nother event.
Not to cut you off too, but I'll even go further to say that let's just talk the business side of music. With that degree,
One thing one of my college professors had really taught me, and she didn't even necessarily sit me down and explain it to me, but just by her actions and by the way she was, it's one thing to have your name and your name be established. But education is so important, and that's something I have learned myself. Education is so important, and it makes all the difference. That'll be the difference between you getting a gig and somebody else getting a gig. And it's not even so much that you have, like, a certification or degree behind your name. But now I'm in a predicament versus where before I went to college, I could kind of say, okay, well, you know, I would have to take people negotiating prices. But now that I've grown in my gift, because I've been faithful, and it's not even so much that I'm just the greatest musician or the greatest. I'm not, y'all. I fold every Sunday. I get up, and it'll be songs. I'm playing for myself, and I'm folding. But on the flip side of that, once I got the training behind myself, and once I get this degree, ain't no $150 service. No, because for one, I didn't put in $150 to get this degree. I put in thousands. So it's and it's not. Please hear me well, and please do not take this out the way. It is not about the money. It is not about the money. When you do what you do and you honestly love what you're doing, I can honestly be, I'm a living person to take care of you if you do what you do. If he's giving you a gift of music and you honestly take care of that gift will in turn take care of you. Y'all, my testimony is this is my third year in college. I made it through 3 years of school without having to get a job. The only reason I have to get a job is because the pandemic came and shut church down, and there was my primary source of income. But the blessing in that is, my gift made so much room for me, I was able to not have to go ever get a job, ever, the duration I've been in college. Not many people have that room to say that, but it's because I was faithful to my gifts that God had placed in me, and I was faithful in serving, I'm not even going to say serving, but I was faithful to the call that God had given to me as a Levite. And now that once I have this degree, it opens you up to so much more. It's a whole nother arena. Now I don't have to necessarily, if I want to, once I get this, well, I'm just going to speak like I already got it. Now that I have this degree, I can go in situations where I don't have to necessarily be dependent on church. I can go and be a school teacher. And, you know, we don't always have to have school. And then that's like the ultimate goal, because a lot of people don't know, music teachers don't have a curriculum they have to follow. So I go in and teach you what I want to teach you, and then I get off for the summer, and I'm the music teacher. I don't have to do all that extra stuff and come back in. I teach music. That's it. And so once these things, you understand these things, but getting higher ed and just taking, I'm not even going to say necessarily just going to college, taking betterment for yourself, a class to better yourself, a class to improve on something, just taking time to really take, learn your weaknesses. And then you know your strengths, but it's one thing to know your strengths, know your weaknesses, and then work on your weaknesses. So that way your weakness is no longer a weakness. You work on your weakness so much, your weakness, you'd be like, okay, well, I wasn't good at that. Now the thing I'm good at, I don't even feel like I'm as good as what I initially was good at. And now the thing that I'm bad at, I feel like I'm better at the thing I was good at. And that sounds confusing, but all of that to say, he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. And so it's very frustrating. I started playing seriously when I was 13 or 14, and I'm 21 now. I can't tell you how many times from church people, from them same folks that, you know, I love the Lord and da-da-da-da-da, would lie. We would have a price agreed. And then I'll even take it a step further. That when I was younger and I was coming into the sense of adulthood and getting responsibilities of adulthood, there were so many times where I just blindly trusted, oh, well, it's just a so-and-so. She ain't going to leave me suck out. She ain't going to da-da-da-woo-doo-doo. And then I was literally, y'all, I can remember a time I had played for a service. It was a musical. I won't say the person's name, but it was a musical here in Dallas. I had told them my price. They had took up offering, gave an honorarium to every other singer on program. I was a musician that you wanted. The program started at 7:30. You wanted me there an hour to set up. The musical wasn't over till after midnight. And I left, when I tell y'all I left that church empty-handed, I left empty-handed. And it was a press for me to get there. I had no gas money to get to the church, and I left empty-handed. But the blessing in that, the Lord didn't let me go without. Yes, I was scraping and scrambling, but there was always a ram in the bush. And I didn't miss no meal. I didn't miss nothing. But it taught me there is a business behind that. And don't, young musicians, young creatives, don't let nobody tell you, don't worry about the money. You playing for the wrong thing if your focus is No, I'm sorry. That's not the way the entertainment business works. You call Latasha Cosby and you're going to pay that retainer fee, and then you still going to pay what she's charging you to bring her into your service. and it'll be the same folks that'll tell you, you worrying about the music, you worrying about the money, you focus on the wrong thing. Those will be the same church folks that'll go out, do a whole car wash, sell fish plates to bring another artist in, just to have them come sing one day. But they'll tell you you wrong, but you trying to learn how to make, and I'm not even going to say hustle for yourself, but learn how to make another income for yourself off of what you do. I had people try to demonize me because I told them they were wrong for not paying me what we were agreed upon. Now I'm going to hell. I don't love the Lord and I'm not anointed. Because you lied, missionary evangelist, Dr. So-and-so, and you told me he was going to give me this price. And now, see, and that's why the Lord tells you, you need to know that word for yourself. Now you lying. And he says a liar won't tarry in his sight. Sister Say, so-and-so, I'm this big name. You lying. And you lying behind some music and some money. You want to miss heaven because you wanted to tell a lie behind some music and some money. Come on now. So all of that to say, keep your relationship with God and staying focused on Him despite what anybody else has to tell you about that. Keep your gifts up before Him and He will make room. He will guide you. It's frustrating seeing other folks go for it that ain't doing what they're supposed to do, that ain't putting in the time that you're putting in, ain't working how you working on hustle, ain't working to get that name out. And you see them getting up, and you your time is coming. He always saves the best for last. And guess these other people, guess what they got going on? It looks good, but I promise half the people that be looking like they really got this and that going on, it don't even be half of what you think it is. And it's a front. It's easy to make stuff look like something it's not. So all of that to say, and I'm done. I done said a lot today. all of that to say, get that education and enjoy. Stay faithful to your gift and stay faithful to what God has given to you. Because it's going. I'm not lying. I'm not telling you something somebody else told me. I'm telling you what I'm living now in my own 21 years. God will make a way. My gift has allowed me to go and get my own place of living. My gift made room for me to go get cars. Like, listen. When you take the time to get serious about that music will get serious about you. And when that music gets serious about you, that money gets serious. It's a blessing.
Right.
It's a blessing, but it takes time to get to that point. When I was 14, 15, 16, 17, I wasn't making what I was making now. Granted, I wasn't playing how I was playing now. And now you could even say I was playing better than I was. I was playing better then than I was now. I done got so lazy playing. And not to just make myself sound like a hypocrite, but I can even admit to say I've been slacking my own self. It's so easy to get caught up in being comfortable, and I got comfortable. And so it's funny we're having this conversation because I was literally just talking about this. Everything I just said on this show with y'all, I just had the conversation last night. And so all of that to say, man,
that's what's up. Listen, all you have to do out there, listen, education is key, you know. The gift is good, you know. But if you want to further your gift, you know, take the education side, you know what I'm saying? We are here on the Cave Radio Show, and I have enjoyed every bit of this radio show. We talk music today, you know what I'm saying, and I love it, you know what I'm saying, because who better to talk music with than the ones you work with already in the music? So I have definitely enjoyed this this show on today. I invite you guys to come back. You know, I'm here every Saturday, 10 a.m., right here on the Cave Radio Show. We Talk Radio. Y'all check us out. Go to our YouTube page, We Talk Radio Network, two words. We Talk Radio, one word. Network, two words. Once you do that, you'll see us. Subscribe to us. Like our videos, share our videos, and then hit the notification so you'll be able to see all of our new stuff that once we put out, you'll be the first to see. And, yeah, man, follow us on YouTube, our Instagram. Y'all can reach me at T-Smiley Productions on IG. And then we go to our website, www.wetalkradio.com. You'll see all of our events, upcoming events, all of our show times and show hosts. You can see our team. Go check out our team. Right there on our webpage. You know, again, this has been incredible. This has had an incredible show, Miss Kia D. I know you've been liking it. I know you've been sitting back over here just like, wow, you know what I'm saying? I was watching her when she Daydream was talking, when D was talking, and you know, I know she had something to say, so I'm gonna let her have the floor real quick, Miss Kia D.
You know, first of all, congratulations, you know what I'm saying, on pursuing education. You know, I think that's great, you know, just better, just whatever. I think that's great. You've got a natural talent. I think all of you all have natural talent, and I think definitely a collaboration is due. You know, one of the things that I want to say is, you know, right now, of course, with me raising girls and being around a lot of girls and young ladies all the time, you know, one of the craziest things is I'm in the music industry and I have a platform where I can actually, with several radio shows and where I can actually go on and play incredible, timeless music. You know, we're not stressed and strained here at We Talk Radio Network about bringing on, so you know, particular music just to appease different personalities or different people, because people are going to want what they want anyway, you know. So if we feed them greatness, you know what I'm saying, they continue to hear that, which is what we do here, then that's what they're going to see, and that's what they're going to feel. But it's crazy because, you know, as much as we try and put out consistent goodness, and I'm positive, Daydrian and D Nice, you'll understand what I'm talking about. I know T Smiley does too. As much as we continue to try and push out great things and try and be positive and bring positive light with music, so on and so forth, the world just doesn't want it. They want negativity. They want the WAP. No shade on anybody's music, but that's just not what they want right now. It's not the time. And so it's important for us to continue to do what we're doing by bringing quality music, quality talk, education, and everything else to the airwaves, so that when people hear it, whether they stop by here on accident, you know what I'm saying, whether they see you in the street, you know what I'm saying, and have a conversation with you, no matter how they get it, they're still getting incredible and amazing conversation. You know what I'm saying? That's not dummy down, because the world wants it to be negative or dummy down. So I appreciate all of you for being upstanding and incredible individuals and continuing to do what y'all do. Shout out to the Cavemen. Shout out to the Cave Radio Show. T Smiley, Big D on here. Shout out to you and D Nice. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate all of y'all. Well, Daydream, my bad. I call you Big D. But shout out to all of y'all for being just so amazing.
Look,
and continuing to do what
you
do. Already. Cool, babe. I'm telling you, man, I think it's amazing, and it's going to be really interesting. Keep pushing that way, though, in that bright light, real talk, because it's going to be interesting to see how you know, we might not be able to change the world, but influencing one, that's all we need to do. That one will go influence another, you know? So.
Yeah, with that being said, guys, I appreciate y'all. Listen, we're gonna play out the show with, like, a couple of songs, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get some good car wash music going in. And you know, this one right here, hey, if you hear it, I'm just going to say the top two artist name, all right? So I got a song on here with Prince, and, you know, I play it, like, all the time, every time I'm feeling it, you know what I'm saying? But it's also another guy, you know, his rival, Michael Jackson, you know what I'm saying? If y'all understand, if y'all knew them, if y'all seen them, if y'all, you know, if you know the story behind that, you understand what I'm talking about. But Michael Jackson, you know what I'm saying? That's my top, you know, that's my top two. I don't care what we playing, new music, rap, R&B, whatever. I gotta have Prince and I gotta have Michael Jackson. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? So we finna hit you with some MJ right now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get ready for some MJ. But before we start and listen to, you know, Michael Jackson, I'm gonna go ahead and pray us out. You know what I'm saying? We all need prayer dealing with Michael. No, I'm just playing. Father God, we just thank you for another day, God. Thank you for waking us up this morning, God. We thank you for our life, health, and strength, God. We ask that you just continue to bless us, God. Be with us, God. Be with our families, God, as we're out here dealing with everyday life, you know, God. We just ask that you just keep us covered, God, protected under your wing, God. We ask that you just come back with us on tonight at 6 p.m. for Mind, Body, and Soul with our host, Big Joe, on tonight, God. We ask that you just keep us, God, again, keep us safe, God, and in your will and in your will. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, man, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in. This is the Cave Radio Show with your host, T. Smiley. We love y'all. We thank y'all. And I'll see y'all next Saturday. Yeah.
Michael, eles não ligam pra gente.
Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
Are you an adrenaline junkie? Have you ever wanted to throw an axe, try your hand at archery, or just smash a bunch of stuff to smithereens?
Oh.
Then come embrace the rush at Endorphin Factory, the number one demolition room in Texas. Family owned and action packed. Our factory is your playground. Blow off steam in our state-of-the-art demolition rooms. Hit bullseyes on our interactive archery targets. Or just grab an axe and start throwing. Whatever creative outlet you choose, you're sure to have a smashing good time. Come release your stress and book your next rage room experience at Endorphin Factory for the thrill of a lifetime. Book your appointment today at EndorphinFactoryUSA.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.